John from Overland Park writes in to ask, are there alternatives to cable and broadcast for live sporting events? And indeed, in this era of choice, live sporting events and event television are sort of consumed a little bit differently.
Right.
John, meet the golden goose. Yeah. That is the whole reason that the television business model continues to stand upright, is that there are so many events, from the Grammys to the Super Bowl to the Sunflower Showdown.
Oscars.
Bane of my existence, that offer that you cannot get right. other than through over-the-air live broadcast television.
Now, Tom, you can get rabbit ears for the Super Bowl, and also there are ways to go to NFL.com and live stream
if
you have
MLB,
that type of
Major League Baseball or any of those things.
Yeah.
But it is a little harder to find. That's the trick. So maybe the sweet spot is what Nancy said, is have your rabbit ears for your local over-the-air digital TV, and then bring in your Netflix via any kind of device that you want.
Now, I think that there's another component here that we haven't talked about, which I think is growing, and that is cost.
Right.
When you look at what happens, I mean, I'm going to use me as an example. I was a satellite dish guy. I was DirecTV for 7 or 8 years. And every single year, they would increase my bill, you know, and it finally got to the point where I said, uncle. And it was just too much, you know. Well, I maintain that these cable companies have gotten so big. I mean, look, Comcast just swallowed NBC Universal, okay? That's like the child taking over the parent, you know.
Certainly.
But when you look at what it costs, people are already searching for alternatives. They just haven't done it yet. ESPN commissioned that study about how many people are cutting the cord, you know, and they said, oh, it's insignificant. And it was. I mean, it was, I don't know, 2-3%. It was some small number like that. But everybody, I mean, I can tell you Tom doesn't like his monthly cable bill because it's a bundle. I don't like mine. We are all actively searching for alternatives right now, but we haven't cut the cord yet, but we're thinking about it.
Now, you mentioned ESPN, which is an interesting thing. They are a great example of a franchise across multiple channels of, you know, literal multiple channels on the cable system and multimedia channels as well, ESPN3
right.
and live streaming of the games and scores and stuff like that. Is it possible for one of those networks to get powerful enough to just say, you know what, you can buy a, you know, ESPN on-demand package and you don't have to watch us on Comcast or on AT&T or on Time Warner Cable?
How are they going to deliver that to you?
Through the Internet.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, ESPN is one of the very few brands, the NFL is, oddly enough, another one, that can go on multiple platforms and be assured that they will take people with them. It's the whole reason that, I mean, I think ESPN and Disney are single-handedly holding up the bundled model for cable television because
right.
the amount that they charge per subscriber per month is by far the highest in the industry, like $2.50 per household per month,
right.
whether you watch it or not.
Now, Tom, an interesting thing, if something like that were to happen, wouldn't it be a matter of just taking your laptop and say a big LCD flat screen, and then just streaming that in.
Just make sure you have a good HDMI cable to connect the two together, right?
Yeah, there's still lots of tethers out there.
I'm going to go to Jeff in Union Hill real quick. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Central Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
No problem. What's the haps, man? Cable or no?
You know what? I don't have cable. I've been begging my wife for DirecTV for a long time. We have internet, and I just wanted to watch sports.
Right.
When I was going to pull the plug on the internet, go to DirecTV and get theirs, I get a email from Time Warner saying that I can watch ESPN3 for free now.
Wow.
And it turns out, hey, that lady wants to watch KU games. If you have Time Warner cable, you can watch ESPN3 online for free. I've watched every single game. On top of that, Mizzou games, Big East games. The entire Australian Open.
That's
you name it. Cricket from the Caribbean, baseball from Spain. It's nuts.
That's a great addition to our conversation, Jeff. ESPN3. I actually watched my alma mater play a football game on there, and the video quality was outstanding. And it, again, it's ESPN saying, all right, you want to cut the cord? We'll go there too. And they did a deal with Time Warner, and I'm sure they're getting paid for that.